With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump opened to a meeting with Russia's Vladimir Putin without Ukraine's leader. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After Putin said he hopes to meet next week with Donald Trump, possibly in the United Arab Emirates, a White House official said the Russian leader would need to also agree to meet with Ukrainian President Zelensky. But late Thursday afternoon, President Trump said he would meet with Putin even if Putin won't meet with Zelensky. Moscow is facing a Trump administration deadline to show progress toward ending the three-year-old war with Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Texas Republican lawmakers continue their attempts to redraw congressional districts, but Democrats, of course, fleeing the state. Former Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker faced a similar revolt in 2011 when 14 Democrats fled that state in protest.
We had almost identical circumstances. 14 Senate Democrats left the state. Ironically, where'd they go? Illinois. They went over the state line. Illinois, in our case, not as far away as Texas is, but that's where many of them are now in Illinois. And they went there to block a quorum.
And he adds it could be trouble, a lot of trouble down the road for the Democrats.
If that's the case, like lawmakers did from Wisconsin, I say that qualifies as abandonment. If you're not going to fulfill the number one responsibility of a lawmaker, be it in Congress or in the State House, that's the vote. If you're not going to vote for the rest of your term, I think that qualifies as abandoning your job.
Governor Walker was interviewed on the Salem Radio Network. News Media Corporation, an Illinois-based publisher, announcing the abrupt closure of dozens of newspapers across five states because of financial problems. Company says it will shut down 14 different operations in Wyoming, seven more in Illinois, and as many as four in South Dakota and Arizona. This is SRN News. A music teacher in Indiana will get his day in court.
John Kluge is a Christian, and he will not refer to transgender students by their preferred pronouns, opting instead to simply call them by their name. The Brownsburg Community School Corporation responded by forcing him out of his job, then asked that his ensuing lawsuit be dismissed. But the U.S. Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has rejected the request, granting the teacher his right to place his case before a jury on grounds that his constitutional rights were violated. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Karol Nawrocki has been inaugurated as Poland's new president, casting doubt on the viability of the liberal government of Prime Minister Donald Tusk. Nawrocki is pro-life and opposes the LGBT agenda, and his supporters say he is the embodiment of the traditional and patriotic values that they grew up with in Poland. This is SRN News. Average mortgage rates have dropped to a four-month low.
Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.63%. That's the lowest level since early April and just shy of its low for the year. Mortgage rates have fallen 3 weeks in a row. The latest pullback reflects a sharp drop in long-term bond yields, which lenders use as a benchmark for pricing home loans. Even so, mortgage rates remain relatively close to their highs this year of around 7%. That's helped keep the housing market in a deep sales slump. I'm Alex Vega.
Millions of Americans saving for retirement through 401k accounts could have the option of putting their money in higher risk private equity and cryptocurrency investments. That's the word from the executive order signed Thursday by President Trump. It would give those financial players the, quote, long-sought access to a pool of funds that could be worth trillions. More details at srnnews.com.